Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, Queen of Poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she called Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
Even misery loves enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Crackheads gathering packs, packing pipes to puff the magic hard white devil destruction who makes teeth and beauty disappear into thin. Heirs to thrones abandoned like African language and culture in predominantly African areas of the earth. Nigerian youth forsake Nigerian roots to plant family trees in American soil. Alongside the seeds of despair and toil, they are running from our history. We are running from their future. We have no present, share no connection. A kingdom of divided people falling for everything that glitters and flickers. Gets less than 20 miles per gallon and flashes moving pictures so bright as to cause shooting blindness. Bullets flying on semi-automatic pilot, parting potential community pillars like the Red Seeing. Christ's words reading, Luke 6:39 about the blind leading, rhymes bleeding a sacrifice. In the year of the Patriot Act can get you life behind bars, rap stars write prison sentences. Within record labels fronting freedom by the decibel, using perks to persuade overlooking the decimals and commas and karma, save whatever sells, records and souls. The murders in your mouth may come back to haunt, but the cars driven and jewels you flaunt like garlic and crucifixes to vampire spirits that don't believe in God or flavor. All of this music tastes the same, like licking razor blades taste the pain. In the whispers of breaking hearts gathering around poetry for the right to heal assaulted wounds, but all they see are walking dead and all they hear are talking tombs. Relationships sail full speed into icebergs. Great expectations sink to record depth. The wax flirtation of an art form. My serious contemplation of leaving the stage. And my hair on a barbershop floor in the corner of a yesterday. Taking my tears from the shelf. Breaking the levees in my eyes. The business of art I have allowed to cover my temple's interior with drought and famine. Thirst and hunger for the movement of units. My life is a sales pitch. And then you buy, if I woo you, into the belief that words spoken in the spirit of truth changes minds, as a man thinketh. Soothing music can coat the inside with inspiration to a soul on the brink of decision, needing an ounce of encouragement to climb out of that valley. And I've been to the mountaintop, seen this earth outside the dark. The spirit won't agree with me walking away from ears, hearing no love, no light, no life worth living. Won't agree with me sharing my strength and struggle to persevere over satanic intent. Even misery loves enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing, are we not more than misery?
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cent. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. Her back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. Thank you.
sooner you give, the sooner you'll get. So don't start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of that game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And an angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? You asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the scores. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
Just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true, which one is false? Both fit with MV, philosophical thoughts. It's too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see it through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say they are the rage in the tears because I ain't safe. The mixture, flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
I woke up one morning and I felt a change had come over me. Blind to the naked eye, yet visible that I could see. My heart, my mind, my soul somehow felt like butterflies flying free. And I thought, how could this be when I have a man that loves me and wants to marry me? Question after question as I conversate with myself, what do I do? How can I fix this? The answer was right there, but often dismissed. Sometimes overlooked. And I have to admit, love is not a walk in the park or an open fairy tale storybook. It takes time to nurture and grow. So why is it that at times I feel so very low? Is it because I didn't get the reaction that I was looking for? Loving a woman like me is easy. It's not hard at all. For me, it's the little things, like good morning, good night texts, and them late night phone calls. But always keep in mind, loving the right person at the right time, with some compassion, a compliment, and some sextasy, those are all the right keys to unlock the heart to get us to our destiny. Keep doing what it took to get your baby hooked. Butterflies are free, but that's not where I want my heart to be. I want those butterflies you once gave to me.
Bombs dropping, people's calling, I'm talking. Rockin'. Give me kisses and rain, baby. This is what you waited for all night long. I know you love me, baby. All you talk about is how this show's
song.
Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love me, baby. All you talk about is how
this show's song.
Yo, I seen her when she walked in. Catwoman tight pants. Baby, can I get a dance? Listen, we buying drinks at the bar. Matter of fact, you go hard. We can tell you a star. Every dude in here can tell that you're sweet. Yo, pop all you want, cause I don't even drink. Real talk, you can slide in my ride. Yep. Invite all your friends, just meet us outside.
Meet us outside.
We got plans that'll last all night.
Okay.
All
night
turned up, it's gonna blast all night.
All night.
And if you're down, baby, kick your feet up. Roll down the window, I'ma turn the heat
up.
Yeah, cause you drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Cartier Genius, that's D-Star baby.
D-Star baby.
And baby, don't
baby?
Forget the baby.
Baby?
Baby?
Yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night,
all night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this show
sounds.
Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night,
all night long.
I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how
this show sounds. And birthdays was the worst day. Then we start the weekend on a Thursday. Pop rosé when we thirsty. And baby girl so fine, like Lord have mercy.
Hey. I see a D-Star, man, she looking fly. Inhale on her perfume, I'm getting high. Whoever says that the parties that we throw is a drag ain't never been to the type of parties we have.
Yeah, yeah, like light skin and action. She been seeing with that scene. Go DJ, go DJ. This mic is, I need a replay.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to make it last forever. With a champagne soul and we lounge on leather. Where the white girls fly, but the black girls better. Cancun in the summer, asking for the winter.
Okay,
yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party, every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this show
sounds.
Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how
this show sounds.
Button.
Mm-hmm.
and you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking no rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'ma rap to stay alive. I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah. Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna give you.
I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you
me, I'm working.